Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. What a big flash. I thought I would just make this voice memo today. I'm like getting really sleepy at the wheel. As you can hear, it's raining really hard. I've got another hour to go. I'm going to reach my destination. So I'm just trying to stay awake. I haven't done one of these in a while, so yeah. Today I accomplished my Japan goal. Oh, fucking hydroplaning, Jesus. No. Lord, mother, oh god, have mercy. Oh my god, I stayed fucking out of that. Okay. Jesus. Yeah, have mercy. Okay. I'm good. All is well. Wow, this is gonna be a wild upload later. Sorry in advance, Mom. Don't worry, I was very safe. My photo's in a holder, and I'm doing everything I can to be a safe potato. So goal number two was accomplished today. You know, I woke up in the morning, nice and easy. I managed to sleep until 8 o'clock, which, as most of you know, this is a rare occasion for me. Got ready, leisurely, curled my hair, headed over to Chinatown in Yokohama, where I got to have dim sum for the first time this year. Pretty excited. First time having dim sum in Japan as well. And then after dim sum, took a little walk around Yokohama Chinatown, which is the biggest Chinatown in Japan, and apparently, and all of a sudden I went there when I was a kid. Obviously I have no recollection. I was super nostalgic being there, seeing like things called Lo and lots of lots of Wow. We did get fucking scammed by some pictures of things that we thought we were gonna get in our order. We did like a set dim sum menu, and the picture had like 4 gyoza, 4 shumai, 3 of shrimp and crab dumplings, and I think like there was a tiny, tiny disclaimer that the pictures do not match, or the order did not match the picture. I had to talk to the lady. I was like, excuse me, you know, like, your picture has 4. She's like, oh, it's only supposed to be 1 per person. I'm like, okay, well, why does the picture have, like, 4 things then? Can you just, like, of, like, 3 or 4 dishes are missing items. I'm like, can you just give us, like, 2 no ballots? You know, I'm not asking for too much, just 2, you know, like, just to fill up this void that you left in my soul. And she was basically, like, no, it's just 1 per person. I'm like, dude, honestly, like, we're so hungry. Like, we literally walked the whole street, which we did. We walked most of the first main street. We got handed flyers by so many all-you-can-eat restaurants. And in the end, we decided on that first restaurant that we saw, you know, it had a pretty good menu. So we're like, lady, come on, please. And I even tried to use my crappy-ass Chinese with her. And you can just throw an ass crab back Japanese back. She was like, finally, okay, I can't do the shellongbao, but I'll give you like 2 shumai. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll take it. And she kept insisting, like, oh, the pictures are for 4 people. I'm like, bro, you're fucking lying to me because there's only 3 of the shrimp and crab dumplings. So that makes no sense. And there's only 2 shellongbao in this picture. So, like, what are you even saying, lady? So, anyways, yeah, she was like, okay, I'm called out. It was fine. It was like, we got a little bit of everything. There was, like, sweet and sour soup. There was congee. We got scammed on the Peking duck, too. It was just chicken. That's fine. That's cool. The chicken was real good. After dim sum, walked around, saw, like, the massive steamed buns my mom was talking about. that she remembered from, like, I don't know, 10 years ago. And then walked over to Yokohama Harbor. Gorgeous there. My friend who's with me had seen the ocean for a really long time. So that was really nice. And got to just enjoy some, like, sightseeing and shopping. I got to stop by a bookstore, which was in the back of a bus. That was super cool. And then, and, like, all while we're doing this, I've been on the phone all day, like, doing consultations and, like, discussing, you know, pros and cons of this number two goal that I achieved today. And literally on the phone for, like, 3-4 hours, my ear is, like, fucking burning at this point. But we're getting close to the decision, we keep walking, I'm like, okay, I had to get off the phone, like, right before, I'm like, dude, I need to enjoy, like, this is still my Friday, I'm, like, here with my friend who I haven't seen, since last year, basically a month to a year from today, that's when we first met, and we met in Tokyo, and we both arrived for JET, so, yeah, it was really cool to see her again, and I was like, I'm just trying to chill with my friend, like, you know, the shit, he's chill, I'm gonna go on this roller coaster, and then I'm gonna resume my phone call. So we went on the roller coaster, it was really freaking fun. It reminded me of this ride I went on at the Calgary Stampede, like, mini teacup. But then it's on, like, a roller coaster and it's spinning. No lie, I'm gonna say the Calgary Stampede was, like, a lot more fun. It was a lot more backwards spinning. But, you know, for, like, $6, I can't really complain. I had a good time and screamed my ass off, even though I think there's no screaming rule in Japan right now, but, you know, fuck it. I can't read and shit. I think there was also a sign that said no cell phones, but, you know, again, I can't read the signs. Jokes, the sign was just a picture, but, you know, I don't use my eyeballs. Whatever, right? Anyways, then we drove back from Yokohama to Setagaya, Tokyo, where, dun, 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 you may now refer to me as the bread lady. I am so pleased to announce that I am now the proud owner of one Bird and ST Bear Lady bed. Wow, I don't know, just saying that, like, do you hear me smiling from ear to ear right now? Like, my face fucking hurts from smiling. I don't think it's even gonna, like, stop, because every time I think about this car, it makes me feel so, so happy. Like, dreams literally come true. Like, the whole time I've been here, this is what I've been working towards. But I don't know why, like, somehow I never thought it would actually be realized. But here it is, like, realized my dream, and yeah, we got all the paperwork down, managed to do most of it with me and my Japanese friend, maybe like a N2 level, and my, I don't know what level I'm at, but yeah, we managed to do it without any, like, Japanese person with us. Really thankful for my Japanese teacher from school who did offer to call and help just, like, ensure that I had all the details correct. Yeah, we did all the paperwork today. Should be picking up sometime next month when I return to Tokyo. Hopefully the timing aligns with my vacation week. I was also planning to help my friend do a move. So today we celebrated. She's moving to a new place in Tokyo, and I bought my first car. So yeah, it was super exciting. I think we kind of stayed a little bit late at the dealership because just taking care of all the paperwork, and so we left. And I also managed to negotiate somehow in Japanese, or I don't know, the guy was just really nice and dropped down the price for us, threw in a few, like, freebies, like, rust-free bolts for my license plate so that nobody can steal my license plate. Apparently this is a problem in the city. But I guess I won't be having this problem in the countryside. No one can steal my damn car or my license plate. So yeah, thank God for Mr. Abe. Awesome. Check him out at the Nissan Prince location if anyone else is buying a car in Tokyo. So we left and we were both really craving Greek, Lebanese, like that kind of, you know, Greek food. And sorry, I can't even think of the words because it's been so long since I've had Greek food. Like, I don't remember what tzatziki, tahini, and hummus taste like. Honest to God, I can barely put the words together in my dictionary right now. But yeah, she found a place and we headed out to the restaurant. You know, like in Tokyo, Shinjuku, or like one of those really populated areas like Namba, where it's all pedestrian. My Google Maps told me I could drive on the fucking road. So I deadass drove through the middle of all those people, and they're just staring at me like, what is happening? But you know, it's fine. I have like Himeji plates on, so they're just like, yeah, this girl is just straight up from the Namba, has like no idea. It's all good. Nobody honked at me, nobody yelled at me, no one, like, it was just very Japan of them. So yeah, found some parking, got a, this is the word that I forgot. Oh crap, I forgot the word again. Oh no! This is awful, I forgot the word. But anyway, this will come to me later. It's what, you know, like, the meats from the stick, and they slice it, and then they put it in a wrap. It's not a burrito. It's a, they spell it weird. That's why I can't remember this word. I feel like it starts with a D. Oh my lord. English escapes me right now. But yeah, got that, a chicken one, only 600 yen. It's pretty bomb. The instant I bit into it, I was reminded of when I used to go walk to the farmer's market in London, Ontario, and get these, like, amazing $5. Oh, the word is donair. Yes. Okay, $5 donairs. And the lady there, she had, like, a real heavy arm. She would just slap that meat in. There would be so much meat. I could, like, take it home, squeeze out half the meat, make another burrito, and still, not a burrito, sorry. God damn it, why do I keep losing this word? I'll listen to this later and laugh probably. Anyways, yeah, I could squeeze out half the meat and make another roll or like add it into rice or something. It was amazing. And they also had baklava there. And my friend had purposefully searched for a place that had baklava so we could kind of celebrate both big chapters. She's getting her keys tomorrow. I'm getting my keys soon as well. So yeah, we had our baklava. It was like, oh, I can't describe. The first bite was just, you're just tasting something you haven't tasted in a long time. But it's like that burst of flavor that reminds you of all the happy memories associated with that food. But like, you're also making new amazing memories. I don't know, like, taste buds are psychologically connected to shit, right? Like, how music is connected to memories, that kind of thing. I don't know, but just, it was the best freaking baklava I'd ever tasted. Like, baklava is supposed to be, that last bite is supposed to be like, oh, it's almost too sweet. But then you like keep biting into the top layers and it just perfectly blends together. The crust is like perfect and crisp. The bottom layer has like, it's soaked in the sauce, but it's just so decadent, but light and fluffy at the same time. It's really hard to describe, but yeah, it was fantastic. Again, somehow we got scammed. There was four in the picture in the menu, and it came with two on the plate. But we're fine with it, you know. It was really damn tasty. I wish I could just memorize that taste and like never forget it. But yeah, that moment of happiness. Oof. Chef's kiss right there. Yeah, then we paid and left. And after we left, we realized that they had only charged us for the donair and the rice plates that we got. So maybe that was the universe, like, thanking us for like, gifting us back for our first original scam and congratulating us on a new chapter. I don't know, but I accept. Thank you kindly. So yeah, after that, I tried to head over to Daigoku, which is, according to Sea Hunters, the world's number one car meet. And I think I might have gone there a bit too late. I also, like, randomly stopped in the middle of the road after dropping off my friend so I could book a hotel for the night. And I ended up changing my plans to go from Nagano, to see sunrisers, because I'm dead tired and I have to come back to Tokyo in a few weeks to pick up the car anyways. Elle couldn't make it this time, so we'll just wait for another opportunity to go. And it was getting pretty late, so I just didn't want to rush. So yeah, I mapped myself out to Daigoku, but I circled around, and this is like the most impressive, like, overpass structure I've ever seen. Just Google Daigoku and you'll just see like these circles and circles of overlapping overpasses. It's just really incredible to look at, and like, architecturally, I don't know how it works, but yeah, stunning, stunning place. I drove all around it, I looked down, I saw all the cars, and I did not see any car meet. I saw some spiced up tuners leaving the premises, so maybe I was too late, maybe it was just a small meet. It's supposed to be big because it is a 4-day weekend, but alas, could not be found, but that's fine because I'm pulling up in like a cute little K-car anyway. Much rather pull up in Fair Lady next time I'm back. So yeah, it wasn't meant to be, but I'm on my way to Shizuoka now. I think I'm passing through Hakone, which I was just in yesterday, and it is such a beautiful city. If you don't know where Hakone is, it's just outside of Mount Fuji, and it just has really beautiful, unobstructed views on clear days. Of course, I went yesterday when it was foggy, but I had about 30 minutes at the rest stop there on my way to Tokyo from Aichi the night before, and I found this like bakery that was just right in front of the lake, and it had just like a perfect unobstructed view of the lake, a foot bath so you can dunk your feet in there. It's a 3-level bakery, so you can enjoy it like, you know, from panoramic views, level 2 and 3. Amazing, incredible, fresh baked bread. And I checked reviews before going out, and like, they make this really special curry bread, and if you're able to get one, they only make 700 every day, definitely try it. So when I got there, I think they were on their second last batch, so I got one. So I'm not a huge fan of curry, but it was really, really good. So it's like a crispy outer shell, that kind of has mochi in it, so it's a little bit chewy, and has got rice crust, some crunch. The inside is stuffed with curry, and also like some sliced eggs. And I don't know why, but that combination just works really well together. It's fantastic. I also picked up a Hakone bread and a Mount Fuji bread because it was so foggy I could not see Mount Fuji at that time. Those were delicious as well. Highly recommend Bakery and Table for anyone looking for some bread in the area. It's just, honestly, I can't really organize all the places I've been. There's just kind of been a lot. A friend told me that she showed my itinerary to her Japanese friends, and they just all laughed and were like, moody, like, impossible, absolutely impossible. But what do you know, like, I've been teaching my students all month these, like, Japanese sayings. One of them is, where there's a will, there is a way, and for damn sure, I think I showed him. I think I showed him, right? Yeah, it has been exhausting, which is why, I mean, it was a factor contributing to my decision today, driving like 8 hours on my own to Tokyo and back. It is exhausting. I think the other night I was just like about to pass out. I'm just thinking like, I never want to do this shit again. And I'm glad that I won't have to unless I actually want to. So yeah, it was pretty crazy. Just, you know, I didn't really have expectations for coming here. I thought it would just be good to just get a feel of things. There were previous cars before that I had been looking at, but were sold immediately just because of how popular the Z33 is. So I really wasn't planning on anything, but I guess it was meant to be. I got lucky. I got the color that I wanted and the seats that I wanted, and I had intentionally did my best just to not let color and whatnot be any kind of determining factor, because I know I kind of tend to let certain things that are not as important in a car kind of distract me sometimes. So I was really willing to settle for any color, but yeah, I'm not gonna announce that yet because, you know, I'm just really excited. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but yeah. Oh, and I also forgot, in our rush, I guess, to wrap up the paperwork, Mr. Abe, he forgot to collect my deposit. So on top of getting a free baklava from the universe today, I apparently also bought a car without paying a deposit. So yeah, that is how life is going. Anyways, I think that concludes this episode of Happy Friday Adventures. I will probably update this once. I'll probably post, I don't know, I'll just post whenever. Probably cut the shit out. It's not important. Anyways, to all my friends and family back home, miss you all. Love you guys. Thank you so much, everyone, for supporting me and checking in on me recently. I know it's been really crazy for everyone in all parts of the world. I appreciate you guys so, so, so much. I think every day the things that I do, I just can't do them without the people that have surrounded me with encouragement, inspiration, and just support. So yeah, I regrettably cannot come home this year, most likely not even for Christmas. But yeah, I wanted to share this big news with everyone today, and hopefully see you next summer. Yeah, that's all for today, folks. Have an amazing Friday.